Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
News from the Nationals, who are in San Francisco right now, getting ready for game two of a three-game set with the San Francisco Giants. Josiah Gray to the injured list, the latest of a just slew of pitchers in Major League Baseball having elbow and forearm issues. This is not good. Right elbow, forearm, flexor strain for Josiah Gray. So you don't want to hear pitcher,
nope.
Elbow, shoulder, flexor. That's like the muscles that go from the hand down to the elbow. That is not what you're looking at as minor or something that you just look past. But fingers crossed, this is a few weeks, and he's right back on the mound pitching again. And maybe they just get him a breather because it has been ugly for him early this season. But it actually does, I would say, maybe answer some questions about Josiah Gray, who just had two of his worst starts as a Washington National back-to-back to kick off this season, where he's given up 7 hits and 6 earned runs and 8 hits and 7 earned runs in his 2 outings.
Yeah, you hear elbow, forearm, tightness, flexor strain, and you just go, oh, no, right? And again, we're not jumping to conclusions. Those are the precursors before, really, really serious stuff.
Yeah, the typical path would be first time you hear of anything, a guy's not having Tommy John. They'll have a flexor strain, and they got all kinds of issues in their forearm or whatever, and the elbow's barking, and then you shut them down, and then they come back and pitch again. Now, this is not a guarantee. A lot of times, like Mackenzie Gore, remember, got shut down end of a couple seasons ago. Knock on wood, hasn't had problems since. It doesn't mean that definitively something is afoot and you have to eventually have a serious surgery, but a lot of times this is how that can begin. So you just have to kind of cross your fingers for one of the most important young players on the team, the 26-year-old who was an all-star last year, who got the opening day assignment for them this year.
Yeah, so he, ascending into this leadership role as a guy that's done everything right since he's been here, is an incredible dude. Like, could not be more fun to get to know and talk to and interview and get to be around. You know, he's been great with the Nats Youth Academy and everything like that. You want him to have a good season, A, for the team, B, for him. And this has not gone well to start, and now you compound it with this. So I am really, really hopeful that, as you said, it's a couple of weeks, few weeks. Let's rest, rehab, and I hope it's nothing. But it makes you – any baseball fan knows. You hear those, combination of phrases and words. It's kind of hold your breath until you get good news.
Doesn't that give you a little indication, though, maybe, of what was going on?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that telling?
Yes.
Because it did not look good.
No.
I mean, you and I were both watching both of those games. He wasn't fooling anybody.
Mm-mm.
It just, the stuff wasn't quite as sharp as it was last year. He was getting rocked. So, assuming, He goes to the injured list. He comes back in a couple weeks. He's pitching and he's healthy. This could actually be a little bit of a blessing in disguise to get this ironed out and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, that's your ideal case right there, right?
But at the same time, I'm also very nervous about that. And let's call it what it is. I mean, this is not a good Nats team again this year. They're not supposed to win. So other than the kids coming up, James Wood, Dylan Cruz, Brady House, Jackson Rutledge, Cade Cavalli coming back from injury, you know, any of the other young players that are either going to debut or just continue to stack some major league experience, the most important thing about this group are the foundational young big leaguers. Gray, Gore, Abrams, who's been hurt and missed three straight games. Hopefully he's back tonight after jamming his finger on the base pass. Like, that's frankly what we got. That's all we got this year is the 40% of the time where Josiah Gray or Mackenzie Gore are pitching, when C.J. Abrams or K-Bert Ruiz is in the batter's box, those are the priorities. Mm-hmm. So for him to be hurt and potentially miss extensive time, which hopefully isn't the case, but it's going to be a couple weeks at least, I mean, it's more of a bummer than it even traditionally would be with a team like the Nationals.
Yeah, we've had a number of these, as you touched on. Cavalli getting shut down shortly after we kind of got the smallest taste of what it might look like. Mackenzie Gore was shut down, of course, as you alluded to, with some elbow issues. So we've been kind of robbed of our little Christmas presents along the way for a team that's going to lose a lot of games. And they're going to lose by design. Because, as you said, the point isn't, with all due respect, what Ildemar Vargas does. You know what I mean? Like, that's great. That's adorable. Thank you so much for being here. The point is what Brady House is going to do. The point is the next wave of guys that are on the way up to be hopefully the core for the next 8 to 10 years, like we just finished going through. So, yeah, it really is an extra layer of bummer when one of those guys, one of the key guys for the future and over the next handful of years, isn't able to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.